BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone. You are listening to BTV News. On the morning of June, the 4th chairman of the Provincial People's Committee, Phạm Anh Tuấn, along with Vice Chairman Nguyễn Tuấn Thanh, Nguyễn Tự Công Hoàng and Lâm Hải Giang, chaired a hybrid meeting to review social economic developments in May and outline key tasks for June. As of the end of May, 94 out of 113 communes in the province has been recognized at the meeting a national criteria for new style rural areas, with 35 of them achieving advanced new style rural area status, accounting for 37.2%. Additionally, 4 communes were certified as a model new style rural areas. The province's industrial production index rose by an estimated 8.31% year-on-year in the first 5 months of 2025. Export turnover reached approximately $782.5 million. The province attracted 11 new investment projects, totaling over 2,524 billion Vietnam Dong in registered capital. State budget revenue stood at 7,502.4 billion dong, up 41.1% of the same period last year. In June, the provincial government is set to identify efforts to streamline its administrative apparatus, reorganize local-level administrative units, and develop a two-tier local government model in accordance with Central Directive. On the occasion of Vietnam's Elderly Day, the 6th of June, on the morning of June the 4th, Comrade Dong Van Phi, member of the Provincial Party Standing Committee and Standing Vice Chairman of the Provincial People Council, paid visits to an extended birthday wish to senior citizen aged 90 and 100 in Bình Thuận Commune, Tây Sơn District. The delegation visited and presented a gift from the President of Vietnam to Miss Mai Thị Hào on her 100th birthday. Additionally, they delivered gifts and birthday greetings from the Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee to four 90-year-old citizens, Miss Phạm Thị Lê, Miss Võ Trường Hiên, Miss Bùi Huê, and Miss Ngô Thị Tiến. On the afternoon of June the 3rd, the Central Organization Commission held a hybrid national conference to gather feedback on the draft directive by the Party Secretariat regarding the renewal and enhancement of the party sale activities in the new period. The event was conducted both in person and online, connecting 65 locations across the country. The conference reviewed limitations in implementation of conclusion number 18, identified underlying causes and served as a forum for in-depth discussion. Delegates proposed specific recommendations and resolutions to help party committees and organizations at all levels lead and direct party self-activities more decisively, flexibly, and effectively, ensuring higher quality and relevance in the current context.
On June the 5th, upon talking at the seaport, fisherman Đặng Văn Cấm, 50 years old, captain of fishing vessel BD93077TS from Cát Thành Commune, Phú Cát District, reported that he had released a horrible sea turtle weighing nearly 4 kilograms back into the ocean during his recent offshore trip. The hornbill turtles is a rare and critically endangered species listed by the International Union for Conservation of Nature and strictly protected under Appendix 1 of the CITES Convention. This marked the 10th sea turtle rescued by Bindan fishermen since the beginning of the year. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoy the news. See you next time and goodbye for now.